possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Time to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Check in with our friend, Mr. Dave Zangaro from Philadelphia. Does a great job covering the Eagles. You can follow him at D Zangaro NBCS. Davey Z, what's up, dude? How are you, Dave?
Fellas, it's funny. I was on the beach a few weeks ago, and someone near me had a speaker, and I heard Rich Girl play. And I was like kind of half asleep, and I woke up, and I was like, oh, I'm about to be on the radio with my guys. And then I realized I was still in the middle of summer. So
that's great. Well, summer's over, buddy. Have the Eagles reported yet?
They report tomorrow. Okay. First practice of the summer on Wednesday morning.
Okay. Same schedule here. How is everything in Philadelphia, man? It's got to feel pretty good being defending Super Bowl champs, you know?
Yeah. And it's, you know, they're defending Super Bowl champs, but, you know, we went through this here 8 years ago, and I think this team is better positioned to make another run the year following it. Now, a lot has to go right to be a Super Bowl contender and to make it that far. But, I mean, honestly, I look at this roster, and it's still really talented. And that doesn't mean there aren't questions about it. I think that on defense, they're going to be really young. You can kind of question some of those things. I have a harder schedule this year. That's something to worry about if you're an Eagles fan or if you're the team. And then, you know, you deal with the bullseye. You deal with that getting everyone's best shot week in and week out. But if they can weather some of those things, this team is as talented, I think, as last year's team. And I think they have a real shot to at least make another run.
Well, after a running back has a year like Saquon, the amount of touches he had, people always feel like that's a drop-off after that. How was he all offseason? Did he seem like he's still ready to go?
Yeah, you know, the numbers kind of tell you that, right? You looked at the history of the league and everyone who's had a season like that with that many touches and that many yards, their next year isn't as good. And there's normally a pretty steep drop-off. I don't think anyone in Philadelphia is expecting him to have another 2,000-yard season. That's really kind of pie in the sky, but the thing I will say is even throughout last year, they were really good at managing him when they could. There were plenty of games where the Eagles were up big and they took him out of the game. And during the week, they really managed him. You know, he got a lot of touches on game days, but during the week, and you know, there were some Wednesdays and Thursdays where he didn't practice very much. And that's something that he really felt like kept him at his best in the playoffs and late in the season when he had to play all these games and get all these touches. And they're going to do it again this year. I mean, they're going to start in training camp. They're going to limit his touches. They're going to try to make sure that he's as healthy as possible when they get to the games. And then they're going to do that throughout the entire season too. And it's imperfect, right? And we know that those touches still accumulate and you still worry about the wear and tear, but I think the Eagles at least have a decent plan to try to keep him as healthy and as fresh as possible.
Damn, I hadn't looked. He went, 50 touches more. That's just the rushing attempts. He went 50 rushes more than his previous career high in 2022. And, his total touch count was not that much higher, though, than that 22 season when he caught a ton of passes.
Yeah, but then he had the playoffs, too. He had
another 100
playoff
or so.
Games.
Yeah. Right.
So you're talking, I think it was 482 in total.
That's a lot, man. But, I thought Saquon was pretty smart about things himself. Correct me if I'm wrong, Davey. Wasn't it the Giants game in New York where he had a chance to break, the all-time rushing yards against the Giants defense, and he checked himself out because they were up big?
Yeah, that was it kind of became a famous clip, let the young guys eat. And it's funny because late in the season when he had the rushing record in his sights, we all kind of thought back to that moment and said, oh, maybe you could have had it already if you didn't do that. But he was pretty selfless with stuff like that. It was a tight running back room with him, Kenny Gainwell, and Will Shipley, a rookie. So he did really want to see those guys get their touches. And there weren't many to go around, honestly, when the games were close, because he was just obviously the best option. But yeah, there were plenty of times last year where the Eagles had a big lead and he was out of the game early, and they were able to kind of conserve him and keep him healthier that way. It's still a ton of touches, right? And
right.
I think they'll be foolish to sit here and say, oh, he's going to rush for 2,000 again, when no one in the history of the league has ever done that twice. But I still think everything is set up around him to have another good season. They still have a really good offensive line. They still have Jalen Hurts as the quarterback, and as much discussion as there always is about Jalen Hurts, that plus one in the run game really does matter for a guy like Saquon. So I still think everything is set up for him to have another good season.
So I want to get into some of the specific roster stuff. We're talking with our friend Dave Zangaro from NBC Sports Philadelphia, covers the Eagles. Check out the Eagle Eye podcast. Davey's joining us via the Rude guest hotline. But now, there's always going to be noise. It's Philly. There is no, best of my knowledge, you tell me if I'm wrong, but there's no contract holdout or any coming in, everybody's just reporting to camp, ready to rock, right? There's no big looming issue, correct?
No, there really isn't. And this is something I will give Howie Roseman, their front office, a lot of credit for. They get in front of their contract situations. Anything that could become contentious, and this is something they didn't do many years ago, right? And there were plenty of issues at times. I think we're at the 20-year anniversary of the T.O. thing and his driveway, right? So it's there have been moments in this team's past where that was an issue, but in recent years they've been so good about not even waiting until a guy's about to become a free agent. They're just getting ahead of it years early, and they don't really have any major contract squabbles, and they haven't for a while. They even got ahead of one that was an unpopular decision this offseason. They traded away C.J. Gardner-Johnson, which might hurt them on the field this year, but it was something they thought long-term he wasn't going to be here, and they kind of got out ahead of it. So I am impressed by that, and it's something that probably doesn't get talked about enough until you look down at, Dallas or, not to bring up the Commanders, but you have the Terry McLaurin thing kind of hovering over that team. It's not ideal when you're entering a training camp to have a contract situation kind of just out there and wondering what's going to happen. And the Eagles haven't been perfect on this. There was Zach Ertz back in 2020. That was kind of hanging over the team, but it's been really rare in the last decade or so for them to have these situations. And I think that benefits the team completely.
This division is weird, where you don't have repeat repeat champions of the league since way back in 2003, 2004, when it was.
Yeah, I think the Eagles won from 2001 to 2004, and that was the last time.
So Mitch was playing.
What makes you like why is that? And do you think the Eagles? I mean, they got a good team. They have a they can come back this year and just get it done.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I think some of it honestly is fluky, but I don't know why. There have been plenty of moments where you thought, oh, for sure, this team is going to repeat. And the Eagles have been there before. They're coming off the Super Bowl, everyone's like, yeah, of course they're going to repeat as division champions, and they didn't do it. So, there have been some wacky things. I guess there's been some parity in the division. I think the Cowboys have really been kind of volatile over the last couple decades, right? You never really know what you're going to get with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a weird thing. Obviously, the Eagles should be the favorites to win the division, but anything can happen. We've seen that way too many times over the last couple of decades.
Specifically for the Eagles, you've got all new coordinators, right? I mean, you lose both coordinators. What kind of impact?
Well, they keep Vic Fangio.
I'm sorry, Fangio. Another new offensive coordinator. How big of a deal is that? What does that do for Hurts and the continuity of the offense?
Yeah, it's a good question because the last time, I mean, this is another offensive coordinator. It seems like this has become a yearly thing for the Eagles. They had Shane Steichen the first couple of years under Nick Sirianni. Then he leaves to take a head coaching job. They promote Brian Johnson. He gets fired after a year. They bring in Kellen Moore. He leaves after a year, and you're on another new coordinator. The one thing about Kevin Petullo, who's the new OC, he's been here now for the 4 years under Sirianni. I actually flew with him on the jet to Philadelphia. Those two have been kind of tied together since they both came from Indianapolis back in 2021. So I don't expect wholesale changes on offense. I expect some minor tweaks here and there, but they're not starting fresh. He has a relationship with everyone on that offense. He has a relationship with Jalen Hurts. Sometimes that can be a good thing, sometimes a bad thing, but in terms of like the changes we're going to see offensively, I don't expect a ton. I don't think it's going to look extremely different this year than it did last year. And then, you know, having Vic Fangio back on defense is a huge deal, and that's kind of the benefit of having a great defensive coordinator who probably realizes he's not going to get another head coaching job. It seems like it's kind of just his job until he doesn't want it anymore, and that's a nice place to be when you think about after the 2022 Super Bowl, they lost both coordinators. So this year they only lose one, and losing Kellen Moore isn't great, but they feel like they're in a good position even without him.
So there have been a lot of losses on the defensive side of the ball, right? Big boy Milton Williams left. Josh Sweat left. Right. You said C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Darius Slay, Brandon Graham. They traded away Bryce Huff, right? Like, how prepared are they to replace all of those players? I mean, that's you're talking 5-6 serious contributors, right?
Yeah, serious contributors. Now, the cupboard's not bare, and I think that's the point the Eagles would make to you is that they still have Jalen Carter. They still have Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, and they have a lot of talent on the defense. They bring back Zach Bond, who was their number one priority in the offseason after he had an all-pro year as an inside linebacker.
He was a monster.
And he had a really good year. And then they draft Jahad Campbell, who they expect to contribute from day one. So I actually thought Vic Fangio back in the spring made a really good point because he had kind of heard all the whispers about, man, a lot of guys to replace, a lot of questions on defense. And his point was there were more questions entering last year than there are this year. And honestly, he's right. Now, it's probably foolish to just expect everything to work out perfectly like it did in 2024. It's not the way things normally work. But if anyone deserves the benefit of the doubt in this city, it's Vic Fangio after the year he had a season ago. And as they're relying on all these young players, the one thing they deserve a ton of credit for last year is how well they developed all their young talent. And that goes beyond Vic Fangio. That goes down to every level of that defense and their position coaches. That was kind of the most important thing about how good their defense was last year is that they were relying on a lot of young players, but every single one of those players got better throughout the course of the season. So as they have to rely on a lot of young players again this year, they're hoping that's the case again.
What would you consider the weakness of the Eagles, if there is one?
Yeah, I think on offense, honestly, they're returning 10 of 11 starters, so the one weakness on offense might be the right guard position, but that's almost by design at this point because you can't pay everyone. They let Mekhi Becton walk in free agency, so we'll see who ends up in that position. Most likely Tyler Steen, a third-year guard out of Alabama. On defense, I think the big question is how they replace all those guys, like you mentioned. It might work. All these young players in there might just get better and better, and they had this young core for a long time. But, yeah, I think you wonder, like, do they have enough off the edge right now? You lose Brandon Graham. He was a big contributor. Josh Sweat leaves in free agency. You have Nolan Smith, who was very good last year. After that, you have some question marks. Jalix Hunt, a young third-round pick last year, I think he has a really bright future, but he's still a little bit raw. They bring in Azeez Ojulari, who's always been very good, but hasn't been able to stay healthy in the NFL. You guys have seen him in the division. And then like a guy like Josh Uche, does he have anything to bring to the table? I think the edge rusher position to me is the one spot on defense, and because it is such an important position, I kind of look at it and wonder if they have enough right now.
It's going to be fascinating to watch, because if there's one thing we know about Philly, right? Like, through four games last year, they were 2-2, had the bye week, kind of squeaked by the Browns at home, and it seemed like in that city there was real momentum to dump Sirianni at that moment. Remember, he had his son at the presser?
It was the talking points of the city. I mean, we were talking about, like, is he going to survive this season? He shaved his head. Everyone was like, is he having a meltdown in front of everyone? And then, you know, winning changes a lot of things, and it really changes the narrative. And now we look back at that season like, yeah, that was one of the best teams we've ever seen in the NFL, and it didn't start that way. So sometimes you got to remember that.
Totally.
Sometimes you got to relax, as Aaron Rodgers said. Can't believe I'm quoting Aaron Rodgers.
What a world. Do you think, like, does Jalen Hurts listen to all the noise that surrounds him in the offseason of where he ranks and all the BS?
He would probably tell you he doesn't. He's honestly the only person who could answer that. I think that, you know, we can kind of draw some of our own conclusions. He's a Jordan athlete. Michael Jordan is probably his biggest athletic influence. He's the guy he wants to mirror himself after with the mindset and everything like that. And the one thing we know about Michael Jordan is he would use any slight or perceived slight, and he'd kind of use that as motivation. So I think there's a really good chance Jalen does listen to it at least a little bit, and he would never admit this publicly, and I don't even know for a fact, but I think we can kind of connect the dots a little bit. And, you know, there's the meme now, really, of him walking through the tunnel looking up, and there's a TV on, and everyone's picking the Chiefs, and he just kind of gives a little smirk. I think he does
use it. That's so good, by the way.
Yeah, it is good, and I think he does use it. And even if he doesn't talk about it publicly, I know it irritates his teammates to no end. I mean, they defend the guy every chance they get. And honestly, I've kind of tired of the conversation. Where does he rank?
Yeah, it's, who cares?
He would tell you, like, he's got a ring right now. So I don't know if it really matters. He was the right guy for that team. I think he's the right guy for this team this year. Now, if you were to, like, swap him out with someone else and do all that, like, would it be different? Sure, but I don't know. I thought he's played really well for this team, and he's played really well in big moments. So all the where does he rank stuff, I've tired of it. It's fun when we have a few months to fill summer, but does he use it? Probably.
Oh, yeah, more than likely.
I'm sure he does. I am so, so excited to be out of list season and on to actual football season.
I'm with you there.
I'm trying to think. I would say the most volatile dude on that Eagles team now is A.J. Brown. How's he feeling? I'm looking at the contract. I mean, he's got guaranteed money through next season. Like, I can't imagine there's anything contractually. Everything good there?
Yeah, honestly. It's funny, too, because I get he's like an emotional guy, wears his heart on his sleeve a little bit at times. So
brings his book on the sideline.
Yeah, he gets like labeled kind of like a little bit like a diva, but he really isn't like that, at least from what I've witnessed behind the scenes a little bit. He will let you know when he's not happy about something on the field, but he kind of used that as his role as one of the leaders of the team to kind of say some of the things that other guys don't want to say out loud. And at times it can look ugly, right? It looks like, man, he's popping off again. But yeah, we'll see how it works this year. It was such a run heavy team last year that I think there were moments where the receivers, and I'm not just saying AJ, I think the receivers in general were like, all right, like Saquon's having a great year. We'd like to see the football a little bit. That's natural, right? And winning cures a lot of that. But if you end up losing a game or two and you're the top receiver, you're AJ Brown or you're Devontae Smith, and you're like, I'm not getting the ball enough, I want to help this team and I'm not able to do it, I think naturally some of that stuff starts to creep in. But if they're winning and Saquon is playing like he did last year, it's going to be quiet.
Well, let's hope it gets loud. Yo, thank you for the time, baby. Right, we'll see you soon, bro.
All right, fellas. Take care.
All right, man. So our guy Dave Zangaro, NBC Sports Philadelphia, covers the Eagles. Check out his podcast, the Eagle Eye Podcast. Really good dude. Really good reporter. When we come back, let's talk about the Commanders coming to town tomorrow.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Just checked in with our buddy Dave Zangaro as the Eagles prepare to defend their Super Bowl title. You missed any of that, want an update on the Philadelphia Eagles. Get on Odyssey app or just wherever you get podcasts. However you get your content, we are there. All right. Obviously, there's plenty for us to check in on in Commander's Land. Logan Paulson's going to join us at noon. I want to, when we have Logan, I'd like to talk like straight up X's and O's football. Mm-hmm. That's my plan with Logan. Right now, here's what's going on. A lot of players, I've texted with a bunch of guys. A lot of guys got back into town last night, the guys that don't live here.
Mm-hmm.
Today, they're kind of like getting their bearings, maybe go to the grocery store. Tomorrow is report day, conditioning test day. Meanwhile, you've got a bunch of different things going on. Our guy Drew just sent me this. Season ticket holders just got an email. Make your voice heard. This is on the Commander's website. This is not breaking news. Commander's just posted this on their website. Make your voice heard. We are fighting for old DC and working to build a new home in the heart of our region. Local leaders are weighing a transformative, once-in-a-generation opportunity for our city, building the new Commander's Stadium at the historic RFK site. And your voice can help make a real difference. Public testimony is now being accepted for the RFK site hearing, which is scheduled for Tuesday, July 29th, and this is our moment. Sign up to testify and show your support here. If you can't make it, you can submit your testimony here. This is about more than just a stadium. It's a chance for a new neighborhood, a major economic engine, and a cultural hub. B,
mm-hmm.
Public hearing, and I think for sure there will be some people that show up to support the stadium.
Uh-huh.
I think there will also be a bunch of people that show up not to support the stadium.
Possibly.
How much would it cost for you to attend that public hearing?
I'm not going.
Public hearings in general are boondoggles.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I think, will be extra boondoggly.
Yeah.
I think you got it. I mean, that's the great part of our country. Everybody gets an opportunity to voice their opinion. And the fans, like, I've seen Tailgate Ted actually tweeting about this a bunch. That he's trying to encourage people to reach out to your council member or go to this hearing. I kind of think it'd be a great assignment for Jeff Walker to go to the hearing. Just be our boots on the ground. Let us know, you know, what. We got 8 days to plan it. Public hearing is July 29th. So if you are looking to have your voice heard, there's your opportunity, folks. And clearly the Commanders are reaching out to their fans.
Totally.
Which makes all the sense in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest story today, tomorrow, is going to be Terry McLaurin.
Totally.
Is he coming to camp? Did you see the post over the weekend the Commanders did congratulating their young men that got engaged or married during the offseason?
Mm-mm.
I imagine this is just oversight, but we know that Terry McLaurin got married over the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was on Instagram. The Commanders, he wasn't the only player to get married, obviously, and the Commanders did not include Terry on the congrats to those that got married post. Something, nothing, odd,
nothing.
Oversight.
Nothing.
It's kind of odd, though.
I mean, listen, it's nothing. They probably already said congratulations.
They said congratulations already. They gave him his own post back in February.
When they did it. I mean, you don't.
Did they say congratulations to any of the other guys?
I think it was Ben Sennett. It was only because they were the two that got married at those times.
I think Jalen got engaged. Jalen got married. Sammer still got engaged. Looks like Colson Yankoff got engaged. Don't laugh, B.
Yeah, but people just overreacted. They gave him his own post in February.
Jeff jumped in on that one, setting the record straight, Jeffrey.
I'm just saying.
Gotta make sure we tight on this station.
I kind of figured
I like that. I appreciate
since
that.
He had gotten married in February, it probably had been done.
This was more of like what's happened over the last month.
Yeah, this was happening lately. I mean, you can make everything into something if you want.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
But I think that's
a complete nothing right there.
Okay. But I think, unfortunately, that's where this is at. And tomorrow will amplify everything. If he's there or not,
if he hold, I think at this point, B, between now and Wednesday morning when we're out there for practice. First practice Wednesday at 9 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Best case scenario.
Terry shows up and they say they're working on a deal. That's second case.
Hold in or just practices?
I mean, he shows up and they let the public know that they are working on a deal. But he's here.
I agree. And I think that is possible. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe there's been some progress. If you believe the fake reports, it seems like there has been some progress. We haven't heard anything definitive.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Peters and Dan Quinn are going to talk tomorrow. Now, we know that they're going to talk about contract talks stay private, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one question they kind of will have to answer, how much they divulge will be TBD. But
how much do they go divulge? Not much.
But we do this all the time. I'm not asking DQ this because it's not a DQ question. Hey, Adam, Terry says he hasn't heard from the organization in over a month. Have you reached out, and when's the last time you guys talked?
I think it makes sense.
But, all right, what's your answer, Mr. Peters?
Well, you know, we've had some discussions, and I'm sure if you talk to Terry now, he would tell you that that's not true.
I don't think he can say that's not true.
Not true now.
Like, it's changed. Like
you can't ask me a question and then tell me what I can say.
Sure. So, but I know how I would follow up to that.
Okay, and if I say, yeah, I say he can tell you that's not, he can probably tell you that's not true now. And your follow-up probably should be, oh, y'all talk now.
Right. So you've talked now. Has there been any progress?
Or I can ask the question, no, I haven't talked to Terry, but I've talked to his representation.
Sure. If they say that, you just wonder, because there is clearly an impasse. Do you land where I land, that if they haven't talked in over a month, or what now might be 5 weeks, clearly Washington made an offer. Like, there's no way that they're going to get to this point without making an offer.
Well, so if I made
clearly it, something's been offered, and but, maybe it's not good enough.
But see, if I make an offer and you don't say nothing, and you don't call me back, then have I not talked to you? You haven't talked to me,
right?
So I mean, the whole thing is, we can look at this like, if I make an offer, you don't like it, but you don't say nothing in return, then what the hell? I mean, if I call this is my pet peeve. If I call you and you tell me you're doing something, and you say, I'm going to call you back. And then we don't talk. And then you're like, what happened? You never called? I'm like, you told me you were going to call me back. So if someone tells me they called me back, I am not calling you. Because you've told me to, you don't hold, I'm doing something, I'm going to call you back. So if I send you an offer and you don't respond, this is negotiations. You don't counter. What the hell am I supposed to do if you never respond?
Right, like, speculating here, but it doesn't seem that off base that there was an initial offer when things seemed like they were going well, and then the offer was lower than expected. Who knows, right?
I don't know if it necessarily can be taken as there was an offer. If we're not talking for a month, then you probably just balked at me thinking I'm supposed to get an extension. Could not be an offer.
Will Terry report to camp tomorrow? We're all going to find out together. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Nobody go anywhere.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Finley 1067 The Fan. Been a pretty cool week for the Commanders in the NFL Top 100 rankings.
Yeah.
This is voted on by the players, right? And Washington had two dudes named in the last week. Bobby Wagner voted number 74.
Mm-hmm.
And then Frankie Louvu.
Number 70.
Number 70. Those were free agent signings last year. So for those with angst over the direction of the front office right now, I think you can take some real excitement from that. Louvu was just announced today. If I gave you, now this is all players, right? Not just quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're talking top 100 players in the league, B, I said an over under. Because think about it, you're talking about Myles Garrett. You know, like you're talking Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, mm-hmm. Saquon, all the great players across the league. Patrick Surtain Jr., what's an appropriate over-under for Jaden Daniels? 15?
Where he's going to be? I'm going to go over-under. I'm going 10.
10?
I think Jaden is up there, dude.
I think he is, too.
I think he could be above 10, or he could be probably right at 11, 12. You never know. And that says a lot for a rookie, though.
Dude.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I think that's a really interesting question because you got to try to keep in mind, like, we haven't mentioned Christian McCaffrey or Tyreek Hill. Like, there's a lot of players, right? Offensive linemen, defensive linemen. Chris
Tyreek
Jones
was down last year. Christian was down.
I mean, sure.
I know what they were. Last year, they weren't better than Jaden.
The top 10 players in the league last year, the NFL Top 100, went Crosby, Kelce, Watt, Trent, Chris Jones, Myles Garrett, Mahomes, McCaffrey, Lamar, Tyreek Hill. That's going to look a lot different this year.
But you're not just talking quarterbacks, is my point.
Mm-hmm.
But I am. That might be the most like exciting, dumb list thing to care about in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the, I mean, at least this is players actually voting. Didn't this used to be one big TV show? Do I remember that right?
I don't remember.
Or did they roll it out week by week like they are now? I don't know. Maybe the top 10 is a TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Who else from the Commanders do you think makes the list?
Terry. Jaden.
Is Tunsil?
Tunsil probably can get on it.
Was Tunsil on it last year? Is there a way to?
Don't know. It's kind of hard to establish the offensive lineman, defensive lineman, unless you like that pass rush guy. You know what I mean?
So Laremy Tunsil made it already. He was 86th. So that came out last week. Last year, he was 71st.
Mm-hmm.
Debo might make it, right?
Yeah, right. I can see 3 to 4 more.
So Debo last season was 30th. Going way back, he was 19th after that 22 season where he mm-hmm. just balled out. So they're kind of running out of time for Debo to make it because last year wasn't his best, and now you're getting below 70. Are we forgetting anybody? Like, there's no way.
But, like, make it, don't make it, doesn't pick what happened during the season.
Win, lose, no matter.
Yeah.
That's like you know,
just like I said, Jalen Hurts. He wasn't on the top 10 in any list, but he won the damn Super Bowl. Who cares?
I am very, very curious how AP and DQ handle the Terry conversation tomorrow. By far, by a mile, the most interesting. What I would like to discuss, though, Logan Paul is about to join the show. I want to talk linebackers and what this D-line looks like. Will they actually be better against the run? Those sorts of things. You know what I mean? Let's talk some actual... Goodness gracious. I'm getting the hiccups. Let's talk some actual football.
Getting taller?
Maybe.
What do they say?
Logan Paulson joins the show next. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.